All right, excited to get on to next. Opportunity to go down to Jacksonville, play side. Spent 9 years of my life there coaching, head coach. I'm very appreciative of Mr. Weaver giving me that opportunity back in 03. Certainly learned a lot during my time there. Had some great experiences, family and friends there. And my boys in that region now playing for the Gators. So obviously I know a lot about that area. But what I know most, what I'm most concerned with is our football team preparing to travel well. Another early East Coast time slot. We need to travel well. We need to go down. We need to win bad. And all that other stuff is kind of peripheral stuff. Really my focus is primarily on getting this football team ready and going down and playing a good football game. Questions?
Sometimes it's hard for the players to take all the emotion out of going back to a place where you've been as a coach. Is it? What's that going to be like?
I've been in this league a long time.
Yeah.
So I've gone back to a few places before. It's not the first time going back to a place where I've been. So I think I'll be okay.
How do you think you've grown as a coach just from, you know, that being your first job?
I think when you first get an opportunity to sit in this head coach seat, the amount of volume that you have to deal with, the decisions that you have to make, I don't know that you're really prepared for it until you get in there and start doing it. So I think from that standpoint, I've gained an incredible amount of insight into what it takes in this profession. And I feel much more prepared, obviously, having 9 years of experience there, and 4 games in Denver as the interim, and a year and a half here. So certainly that experience, being in that chair, making decisions, running the staff, running the team, organizing practice, the way you travel, all the things that we do that lead up the process that I talked about, the process of being a good team, all that it entails, starts with the head coach.
If I remember correctly, you went into your meeting with the owner with a book on what you were going to do and how you were going to do it. Mm-hmm. How much did it stick to that book, and how much was
quite a bit?
Was it quite a bit,
and a lot of that book is still with me today.
Yeah,
and those are things I learned. Brian Billick was one of my mentors in terms of preparing for that opportunity, and Brian was terrific at encouraging his staff to grow. He really, if you look at the assistants that are on his street, quite a few have gone on and done very well. So I credit Brian a lot for that organizational structure that I had, and then John Fox, he was the one that introduced me to putting all that information into the book, and rather than being like PowerPoint or something, because you'd be able to have that face to face with the owner.
Jack, how much good could come from you guys being gone? When you leave Friday, you're not going back till the 31st. 10 days on the road, kind of a training camp situation. How much good could come from that in terms of just growing?
Well, I think, Paul, the biggest thing is for us is to kind of take it as it comes. And the first order of business is traveling well Friday for our game Sunday. And then, what changes then is that rather than flying back, then we transition into, instead of going back and forth, what we're going to do down there. So for right now, the focus is really just on, Jacksonville, the talent they have, the things they like, and really dialing in our preparation that way. And then, once we get to Sunday and the game's over, then we'll transition into the following week.
Coach, you guys have been so good on the road to this point. Maybe you can speak to sort of the bank of confidence that you build up having those early road wins and what that does for you.
Yeah, I think we feel like we're a good football team. We've been able to travel well and play well. We look forward to the next opportunity. I think, regardless of where we're playing, we expect to play well. So, regardless of the time slot, for whatever reason, the league likes us in that early time slot out there. It does make for a better turnaround for the next week when we get back home. But we just kind of take them as they come. And next up is Jacksonville.
Jack, this cliche in the book is you play how you practice. I'm curious as to whether during the first 6 weeks of the season, have you gone into every game thinking, we practiced really good this week defensively, we're going to be sharp, and then been surprised on Sunday?
I would say the biggest thing that we've had is tremendous energy and effort and care by the guys. Staff, players, the guys really care about being good, and so the effort has been there. I think we We've talked about it probably more than I'd like, but it's legitimate, you know. The communication has to be better, and I see it improving. And so, you know, people say, how do you have faith? How do you have that belief? Well, I do, because I see the work and the effort. I know the guys, I know they care. I know there's talent. I know the things that we're asking them to do are sound and solid, and we just have to make sure that we communicate well and that we can have our eyes where they belong and get our jobs done.
Bortles and Carr, two quarterbacks drafted in the same class. You know, we've seen what Derek's done in his first 3 years. What do you think of Blake and, you know, what?
Well, talented player, you know. They've lit up a lot of people over the last 2.5 years, you know, and got a good group of people around them. And, good young players in this league.